the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
It's a TG Cahir documentary being broadcast tonight, which looks at the amount of exemptions been granted to pupils in our schools from studying Irish. Paul Crone, as Director of the National Association of Principals and Deputy Principals, what have you told this TG Cahir programme about what you believe is happening?
Good afternoon. All this was discussed in detail at our national convention last October, and a motion was passed that our members, which are all principals and deputies, believe that the granting of exemptions to Irish should no longer remain with the principal. Now, it was moved to be the responsibility of the principal around 2019. Before that, they were granted centrally by application to the Department of Education, and that was devolved. Now, in devolving that, there is great clarity in what is required for a student to gain an exemption. However, that has created ambiguity in one of the areas that has led to significant conflict between principals and parents, where there's a disagreement about an entitlement.
So this creates rows, is it, between parents coming in wanting their child to be set aside from doing Irish, and instead of the principals being able to say, well, look, this is a Department of Education matter, you have to meet it full on yourself.
Well, that's it. I mean, the criteria is very clear, and if a student meets the criteria, then there's no problem. The exemption is granted. But if a student doesn't meet the criteria, well, then the principal has to say no, and very often the parent is not accepting of that no. Bearing in mind that principals and parents would have generally good relationships. The parent will see the principal at school events, parent-teacher meetings, school musicals, school matches, all sorts of things like that. And they would have a relationship. They might even live in the same community. And there is possibly some confusion that there is some discretion on behalf of the principal to make an allowance or grant that exemption when the criteria is not fully met.
What are the criteria, Paul? I mean, is it because maybe you're foreign born, you've come to the country from elsewhere? What other ones
That's
are there?
One. So if a student arrives in Ireland over the age of 12, before 12 they will be expected to take up Irish. So if they arrive with, or English is their second language, or they've lived outside the country up to the age of 12, they will be exempt. The second one would be where a student has a very specific learning difficulty, particularly literacy, and they will score below the 10th percentile in testing, and they would have a learning support plan, and they will be working on that learning support plan with that to counteract their additional learning need. The third one is where some of the confusion comes, where the student would have multiple and complex needs that is impacting them from engaging fully in the community or studies. And in that case, that needs to be the case. And then the student and the student needs to have put together by the support team, and that needs to be implemented for a period of not less than 2 years. And following that 2 years, the student has shown limited progress. And at that stage, a potential exemption from Irish can be explored. However, what is happening in that one, a parent may go, they make the decision that their child has difficulties and Irish is the problem, and they might get a report from a psychologist or from a medical professional that says, they recommend that their child is exempt from the study of Irish, but that's unfortunately not in the criteria. So that's when things start to become strained and difficult in the relationship and the discussions.
John Sharpson is with us, primary school teacher and a TV presenter. John, what sort of numbers has this TG Cahir Investigates programme discovered are now getting the exemption at secondary school level, post-primary?
Well, the article that produced, and first of all, hi, and thanks for having me. The article that was written today stated that there was about 60,000 Irish exemptions granted between 2024 and 2025. But the actual number, it said over 60,000, and I think it was closer to around 69,000, so it was nearly closer. to 70,000 Irish exemptions between 2024 and 2025.
What do you make of that?
I mean, a lot of the reasons, as Paul stated there as well, I mean, if a child has just come from a different country, you know, and they don't... First of all, we're not sure why the children are over, and I can only speak from my own personal examples of working with TG Cahir and Cúla Cahir, and also by being in the primary school classroom as well. And one instance in particular, I had a child who had come over from Pakistan. He had moved straight to Offaly with his family, was just getting a grip on English, and then was brought to the school that I was teaching in at the time. And his parents said, look, he's barely getting a grasp of English. Irish is going to be completely alien to him. And it was. He was a lovely kid. And in fairness to him, he said, eventually, I want to start learning Irish. Because I think he felt a little bit marginalised as well, that he was the only one not doing Irish in the class, which is something that you don't want for your children either. So in fairness, this particular child had the attitude of, no, this is just something I'm going to have to overcome, and I'm going to give it my all. And further to that, I had another example where I was doing a show with Cúla Cahir, and we had many different schools coming into the studio, and there were two Ukrainian twins had come into the school, and it was a Gaeltacht area, and they spoke the most beautiful Irish in a Ukrainian accent. So I suppose, and Paul will know this more than I do, I presume you have to take each case on its merits, and that criteria for an exemption has to be met and has to be strictly adhered to.
But John, perhaps is it, you know, unless a child has the learning difficulties that Paul outlined to us, could it be that at least a child under the age of 12 might have a little bit more time, a little bit more capacity to pick up a new language, where it gets harder, particularly with the amount of work on other subjects that has to be done in secondary school, which makes the opt-out perhaps a little bit more sensible?
Well, that's another thing that needs to be looked at as well, because, I mean, as mentioned in that article, there were a lot of children who had their Irish exemptions granted, but were still learning a different language when they got to secondary school at the age of about 12 or 13. So at that stage, you're kind of thinking, okay, are we just picking and choosing what languages we want to learn, or are we just saying, oh, is the parents trying to make it easier for their children to have an easy ride at a junior cert and the leaving cert, you know, to make it easier on them? So, I mean, if you're due a language exemption and, you know, you can't just decide which language and, oh no, French might be useful to me down the road, but I can't see myself, you know, teaching, so I'm not going to learn Irish. It can't be that choice. You're either going to learn the language or languages, or you're not.
Well, back to you on that point, Paul Crone. It does seem a bit strange, doesn't it, that somebody could be exempt from learning Irish but still would be able to do a different foreign language, a foreign language, I should say.
No, it does. And generally, if students have come from another country, they will generally, for example, we would have a lot of students from Eastern European countries, and they can sit their own native language in the Leaving Cert and get points for that. So that's not an issue. But if a student has particular difficulties and learning difficulties, well, then they and the difficulties are language related. Well, then they're not doing Irish. They really wouldn't be doing a modern foreign language. But there are anomalies in the system where that is happening, and that does need to be looked at. And we do need to quantify it and see how prevalent that is. And that may well need to be addressed, and a loophole there potentially closed off. I mean, the National Universities of Ireland, some of them require a modern foreign language for entry. So that might need to be part of the discussions also. So we're not restricting pathways for students who have an exemption from language, because those students could be excellent at maths, they could be excellent engineers, and they just might have a difficulty with languages. And we do need to look at it, not in isolation, but as part of a holistic education system that meets the needs of all students.
Dr. Paul Crone, Director of the National Association of Principals and Deputy Principals, and John Sharpson, primary school teacher and TV presenter. Thank you both.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.